You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to The Most Interesting Thing in Tech from Nick Thompson, Editor-in-Chief of Wired Magazine.
Hello, it's Tuesday, July 30th, and The Most Interesting Thing in Tech is the story of the Capital One hack. So, details first emerged yesterday that over 100 million credit card application records had been hacked from Capital One. Terrifying headlines. But what's most interesting about the story is the story of the woman who did the hack. First, since not everybody will get through this whole video, if you have a Capital One account, please change your password and please set up credit monitoring. Okay, so the woman who hacked all the information is a woman named Paige Thompson. No relation. And what she did is she probed the Capital One's website. She used Tor to disguise her tracks. She found a vulnerability, some misconfigured file. She came in, she stole the data, and then she uploaded it to her GitHub page where she has her real name and her resume. And then she talked about it on Slack and with other people, one of whom tipped off the FBI. Once they'd been tipped off, it was relatively easy to track her because, again, she had attached the file to her name and her resume. Very weird story. A couple things about it. So, one, the fact that she was so clumsy is a good thing because it means that her intention doesn't appear to have been to sell the information or to misuse it herself. So if your data was breached or compromised, the odds that your money will be stolen are lower than they would be if we'd been able to find the hacker and it turns out it was some malicious person on the dark web. So that's good. But then there's the weird question of, okay, so if she was kind of this clumsy and she wasn't that good at protecting herself, and if there's some implications that maybe she wasn't mentally sound, her username, for example, was erratic, how the heck does she get access to all of this? Are there really that many misconfigured files? How does she even get to the point where she can find the misconfiguration and steal the data? Is it possible that our security is so weak that somebody who's not so good can get it? Does this happen all the time? That is one of the great mysteries. While reading the story, I was also confronted by a second mystery, which is she used to work at AWS, Amazon Web Services. Capital One hosts their data on AWS. Is there a connection? It seems no. The problem was on Capital One's side, not AWS's side, but it's still a little bit spooky. So there's a lot to learn. There's a lot to uncover. But the things to remember, A, change your password. Watch your credit monitoring. Be careful about all that. Two, even if you do all that, you have to rely on the companies, and sometimes there are a lot of problems. And three, I do want to emphasize once again that Paige Thompson is not related. See you tomorrow.